Okay, so we'll take up the Haslagah of the Ramban over here on the ninth Shoresh. So what does he say? He starts in the you have to skip ahead because he takes up most of his time is on the question of the Sheretz of the Shratzim. But where should we pick it up over here? Begam Agzira Shagozer Rav Beminius Rabos Shem Belav Echad. Right. V'amar shekol makom shedarshu ben riboy l'chale kuchay malkos al kol davar v'davar. V'yim na'osa mitzvahs rabos kimisporan. Shem shem was harbe. V'asher lo yavo ben medr shalchale kuchay v'achas al kol. V'yim na'osa mitzvah achas shu shem echad l'fi shelo yilka echad shtey malkos b'shem echad b'shem panim. Okay, so that's the Rambam's rule. That it's impossible to get... you can't get two malkos for one shame. So that's why he says you gotta go through the Gemaras and you gotta see when there's a lav, when there's a repetition of the lavin, right? No, I'm sorry, Minios Harbe Shame Balav Echad. I don't know if I explained it properly this morning. It means the second set of the lav Sheva Klos, right? One lav, but many things you can't do. Minios harbe belav echad. Right? He means even like our case. Al tochlu men no avashom vushol b'mayim. Doesn't matter. That doesn't really make a difference. It's minios harbe belav echad. Right? If you find minios harbe belav echad, so then you have to look into the malkos. If there are many malkos, then it means that each one is its own shame. Yes, sir. And if there's one malkos, it means that there's only one shame, right? Right? You don't count them separately. No, umvushol ein lokin olav. Right. Okay, so this quotes the Rambam. Ulufika maimer abai hu nidche va'emeshu loka achas, right? Va'atema midirei ravzal ki ledaito sheborova lachlok al lav Shelo sochu mimenu no, uvashom vushamayim lo mashu lav shebeklalos. So that's the way the Rambam is learning it, right? What is the lav shebeklalos according to the Rambam? Right? He's saying no and mevushal is a lav shebeklalos. Right? What's that next word? Yeah. Right. Ube ochal no umavushal bo shtey alashon salalu. Aloshna rishon omashu loke al shteyam achas. Aloshna sheni pacho miklom. Right, in other words, what's the pshat? What's the pshat according to the Rambam in the Gemara? Abaye says if you eat it no, and mevushal you get three malkus, right? And Rava says one or none. So he's saying the Rambam is learning that's also on the case of eating it no and mevushal, right? And according to the first sheet of Rava, you'll get malkus on no umevushal. Okay, no umavushal, you'll get one malchus, and according to the ikadamri, you'll get no malchus, right? But it means to say, and he says why? Because it's the lav shebeklalos. So what's the lav shebeklalos? Is what the Ram is the second lav is the second min, right? It's the not and mevushal. Im kain haroy lanu shenifso kalocha shu poter mimalchus legamri bnei shaloshan shepoter if you look chad lalaki who lishna basravach gishna basra. Yep. Right, so he has a kasha on the Rambam in general because there is a klal. I mean, in general, whenever there's an ikad amri, how do we paskin? It's pretty much a klal. We paskin like the second ikad amri. So he says, if it's really right according to the Rambam, then the psak should be there's no malchus. Okay, but anyway, let's see where he explains his shita. Where is it? Right, aval bir ha'inyan hazeh kulo kachu. Okay, so Ramban is going to give a full explanation of this inyan. Shehalavin shebeklolos minim mehem lechiv mehem liftor. Okay, so there are different kinds of lavin shebeklolos. Ready? Let's get his categorization. It's very hard to juxtapose them. We got to just get his... You guys got to forget the Rambam for a minute and just get his classification. So he's like this. Hamin arishon... Tell me when I stopped underlining. Hamin arishon hu halav hakol el dvarim rabim. Ein in yonam v'ta'am isurim shove. Okay, you have to follow him carefully. V'ta'am isur... V'hakosav osram kulam belav echad v'shem echad. Okay, so what does that mean? Sometimes you have a lav shebeklolos that is kolel devarim rabim. But here's the key. Ein inyonam v'tam isuram shava. But they don't have anything to do with each other. They're not the same. Their inyan and tam are not the same. Okay? But the Torah ushered them all in one lav and with one shame. Kigon, lo soch lo adam. Right, the lav and the shame, one shame and one lav, lo soch lo adam, but it's kolel disparate entities, things that don't have what to do with each other. Okay. Sheichnisu bo ochel me behema kodim shtisi nafsha v'ochel b'sar kodshim kodim shrika v'sin hedrin sharguas ha-nefesh surim ba'achila v'akolos ha-yom. Ukigon halav anidrash kol shebekodesh pasul yitin losa say alachiloso. Okay, fine. Now it's like this. Vakol modim, right? Shelav kizeh ein lokan alav klal. Kemosha muzka b'sheni shel psochem u'b'shvishal anedrash. Okay. And everybody agrees that what? On this kind of lav shebeklolos there's no malchus at all. It's one love, one shame, but it's kolel things that don't have alike. Okay, v'amin hasheni. So we went to v'amin hasheni, who love echad haporei dvarim rabim kmo kigon kol seor v'chol dvash lo saktiru mimenu ishe l'Hashem lo yavo amoni u'moavi b'kahal Hashem. Okay, those are also cases that the Rambam counts as one love. It also counts those as a lav shebeklolos. Okay. Lo sovi esnan zona mechir kelev v'chol kiyotzi bohen. V'anira midivrei. So that's the second class of the Rambam. I know I said not to juxtapose them, but just to keep track. That's the second class of the Rambam, right? The Rambam would say on those that's the same ikad amris of Rava. First side would say one malchus, second side would say no malchus. Vanir midivrei chachamenu ve'elu shelokin olav divrei hakol ve'ein lokin olav ela achas. So the Ramban is saying that on this set, it seems clear from the Gemaras that there's no machlokus about it. Everybody agrees you get one malchus. You get malchus once. This is not the subject of Rava's questioning. Okay, so far he's saying like this: that what lav shebeklolos it's kol inyonim harbe that are not shove betam or inyonim. Everybody agrees no malchus, and when you have a lav that's kol el inyonim, right? That's kol el inyonim. I guess he's saying these do have what to do with each other, right? They're from the same general category. Then everybody agrees you get one malchus.
Even if they don't, as long as they're specified, no?
Lav echad hapore. In other words, lav echad hapore devarim rabim means what? It's really one idea, like esnan zona mechir kelev. You can't bring something that is has a certain negative association as a carbon. It's the Torah's mefarat, two different kinds, things that we use for a zone, to buy for a zone or for a kelev. Right, things are traded for a zone or for a kelev. They both have there's something in common with that. Right? Or se'or v'dvash, certain kinds of things in that roy for the mizbeach. It's still in an inyan, right? Or amoni or muavi. That's the same. It's the same inyan of ishus, right? Inyane, it's one inyan, but it's mefaret specifics. Okay, so on that he agrees that everybody would hold you get malchus once, right? Why? Because you're over. There's one inyan that the Torah is giving you specific instances of. So then you can get malchus for being over that inyan. Vamina shlishi hu lav yeshbo klal upratim batechila o basof. Kigon halav sheporet no umavushal vikolel al tochlu ki imsliyesh. And then the third category is where you have the lav that's mefaret, like the second category, but then it comes back and it gives a kolel. Right? It comes back with a lashon that's kolel everything. Like al tochlu mimenu no uvoshal mevushal b'mayim, that would be like the second class. But then it says ki im tzliyesh, which is adding now an overall universal on that includes the two that were already expressed. V'chein ben nozir, right? Mizog v'chatzon, and then it says mikol asher yeyosa migefen ayayin, right? V'l'divrei hakol ha'protim yeseri ninu v'lokin aleim al kol echad v'echad. So now he goes like this. That what? Now he goes like this. It's an interesting thing now. So what's he saying over here? Now they're extra. So since you already have the klal, al tochlu menu kiyim tzliyesh, so in terms of iser, there was no need to be mefaret, nor emavushal. It already was clear from kiyim tzliyesh. So then it must be that nor emavushal are added for malchus. They're pratim yaseri. V'lokan alein al kol echad v'echad. Dekeven dechsev lo sochlu kiyim tzliyesh. Mifrat b'no u'mevushal lamali. So why does it have to go back and express it? Shema mino lilkos al kol echad v'echad min ha'pratim. Yeah. That he's saying also is l'divrei hakol. That he's saying also is a divrei hakol, right? Now we skip to Oval Machlokas? Alright, Oval Machlokas, Abaye v'Rava, Mipnei she'abaye sover kalpe she'omra Torah al tochlu mimenu ki'im tzli'esh v'chol ha'nichnosim tachas alav hazeh mitam echad u'mishem echad ne'esorin lokin olav achas kilav dinevela v'yom tov. Okay, here's where it starts getting difficult. So what does Abaye hold? Abaye is the one who says three, right? So everybody agrees that once you have kiyim tzliyesh, there's no need to be mefaret nor mevushal. We know what kiyim tzliyesh means. So that's definitely for lavin. Now the question is, what do you do with the kiyim tzliyesh? What do you do with the kiyim tzliyesh? So So he's saying like this. He's expressing another idea over here. He's saying, what is ki im tzli'esh like? It's like, don't eat nevela. Or it's like, don't do malachas on Yom Tov. Right? What is that? That's a shem echad and tam echad. That's like we were saying yesterday with behemoth tamei. Right? There is such a thing as where the Torah says, don't eat nevela. And it includes a lot of individuals in that class. But every individual in that class is mitam echad and mishem echad. Right? Don't do malacha on Yom Tov. There are many, many things that are called malacha on Yom Tov. So you don't call that a lav shebeklalos. Right? That's not called a lav shebeklalos. That's not like lostochul al adam, which is kolel inyonim and shemos that are not shoven. Right? Here, it's one inyan and it's many things that are of the same inyan and of the same shame. So Abaye says, ki im tzli'esh is just like any other lav that has a lot of things within it. Right? And you get malchus achas. Kilav din nevela v'yom tov. V'hutzroch l'rabos bo od pratim l'halkos bohen al kol echad v'echad. So he says there's like two stages. There's the general idea of a lav that's kolel pratim that are of the same inyan and shame, like don't do malacha. So that's just a normal lav. That's a regular lav. According to Abaye, according to the Ramban, if it just said lo sochlu kiyam sliyesh, it would be like lo sase kol malacha zavod lo sasu. Right, you get malchus for doing any malacha. You get one malchus for doing all the malachos. Why? Because it's one lav that's kolel pratim me inyan v'shem echad.
Why would you get three?
Oh, so this is what Baye says. So you just take the kiyam sliyesh like a regular general lav, and you'll have to say that you get malchus for. But since it was also added to it non mevushal, it must be those are coming for their own lav.
Do you hear that about Yom Tov?
There's no specifications. There's nothing else specified.
Oh.
If you would say lo sasa kol melachas avod lo sasu, don't sow, and don't something else. Then you'd have a question. The loke odachas min alav haklali hamosaf aleim shu al tochlu mimenu kiyam sliyesh shu kolel no mavushal laatzmo lefi shelavin harbe hamurin al iser echad marvin bo amalkios kimoshe biarnu lamala. See, that's really a major difference between the Rambam and the Ramban. Whether you have this what you were asking about, whether you have this idea that it's possible to get malchus more than once for one, basically one iser. And not really, when you break it down, when you go down, you try to chase down certain points of departure between the shitas, they're working with fundamentally different assumptions. And that closes off certain possibilities or opens up certain possibilities. And the Rambam's insistence on the fact that you can never get malchus more than once for one shame, that steers his whole all of his analysis in one direction. But the Ramban says that's not true. There's nothing like that. And therefore, it's very possible to say that you'll get malchus twice, even though there's only one real shame, even though there's only one identity here of kiyam sliyesh. Oh, let's go through the rest of it. Yeah, good. So he says, see, that's a very good point. See, that's what I was trying to say yesterday. According to the Ramban, the Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about the first min of lav shebeklalos. That's the lav shebeklalos that's kolel inyonim v'shemos she'enam shovim. That has nothing to do with our case. It's a completely different. It's completely different. We're not dealing with a case of a lav shabaklolos that's anything like the lav shabaklolos in Sanhedrin. See, that's really the fascinating point of it. It's very hard, though. It's very difficult to. That's what I was saying before. It's difficult to really place them side by side, and they're so very different. It's hard to compare them in like a normal machlokas setup. I mean, they just have like different worlds of just different worlds. You know. So he says like this. Let's see how he understands the machlokas. So he says, and Rava says, Rava sover lo bo hakosov el lahako lahalkos bepratim al kol echad veechad malkus b'fnei atzmo oval haklal eino loke. So the first side of Rava is saying that no, in this case, where you ate na. He's going to have to limit it to eating na alone or eating mevushal alone, right? Because he says if you ate na and mevushal, everybody agrees you'd get, in this case, you get two, right? Like Rashi says. It's exactly like Rashi, right? But what Rava says is, once you have the setup of a klal and a prat, then you don't get malchus on them both. Then you don't get malchus on them both. Just like Rashi, Danny, just like Rashi, right? A la klal eino loka. He also says, you're not going to get malchus on the klal. You're going to get malchus on the prat. Halashon harishon sover shezeh halav haklali roi hu lilkos. But the difference between the first and the second is like this. According to the first side, that lav, the lav haklali is roi for malchus. Kevan shedvar ma nechlalim bo tam isurim shove. V'hashem hakolel osam she'ein nenu tzli eish kedivrei abaye. Ela sheino roi lahalkos bo im lav haprat sheyilkes shtayim. So he's saying, according to the first side of Rava, the lav itself of kiyim tzliyesh is really a lav that's roi from malchus. Why? Because it's just like a regular one lav that's kolel the same pratim of the same inyan, like los asakom locho or nevela, right? The only thing is that in conjunction with the prat, you don't get malchus on it, right? But in terms of whether it's roy from malchus or not, he's like Abaye. Just with the noah he holds, you don't get it. Elashen roy lahalkos bo im lav haprat shiel kashnayim shrei lo nemar b'minius hanoo amavushol lav Shnei pamim, ela al tochlu echad, nema bohen, vein din sheyilka mi lav echad, beisser echad, veachila achas, shtei malkios. So what is Rava's argument? He says it doesn't say lo more than once, right? It doesn't say lo more than once. So therefore, you're going to get the situation where there's one lav, which says al tochlu, right? And what? And there's one achila, and what? And one iser. That, Rava says, doesn't make sense to get two malchus. Yeah. That's two achilos, exactly. Right. Exactly. Everything has to be one.
So just factually, if you eat it raw, you get one.
If you eat it raw. Right. It would seem so. He doesn't take up raw, does he? But that's the way Rashi learns. Rashi learns that way. Right.
And if you ate it, you get one. And if you ate one piece Mamusha and one piece Ruah, so then you get three. But if you had it...
Wait, according to who?
According to...
Even according to Rava?
You get two, no? You get two?
Well, he doesn't talk about Ruah. Let's leave Ruah out. You're probably right, though, because you'll say you'll get Malchus for the Na, Malchus for the Mevushal, and on the Ruah you'll get Malchus for the Kliyim Sliyesh. Ramban doesn't talk about the Ruah or the Chamei Tiberia, but we could assume he's learning like Rashi on that. Sounds like it. The other thing is he just might learn that Kliyim Sliyesh is still only referring to Bishal. I mean, that's not clear. Could say that that's, you know. But whatever, let's not worry about the, let's not think about the Ruah. Let's not enter in the Ruah right now.
If you eat nine with Bushel, wouldn't you get one? Because it doesn't say love by each?
No, but that was, it's two achilos.
Oh,
it's
so when you were saying in the beginning, Rabbah Sober, Lobal Kashuv, Ella Hagos, Rapatim, Ella
Echad, Echad. You ate two. Right, the Ramban is not learning the facts of the case like the Rambam. The Rambam is learning the facts of the case that you ate no and mevushal, and Rava says you'll get one. He's saying, no. If you ate no and mevushal, of course you get two. Question is, if you ate no alone, right, do you get only one? Because you can't get Malchus for the no and the Kiyam Sliyesh at once, right? Or what? The Lashon HaSheni Sover, Shafilu achas eno loke min halav hazeh delo miyached lave kilav dechasima upirish zeh lefishena maz kishem ha'iser ki'inyan b'malacha diyom tov u'benevela shashem ha'miyuchad bohem kvar zachru ha'kasuf u'mona mimenu aval lo sochlu ki'im tzli'esh Lo hiskir shem hane asorim, aval sholal osam bimutter. In other words, it's just negated what is mutter. Right? That's the sholom is a negation. Ukagon ze eno bedimyon lav dechasima hamalamed malchus al kol haTorah. In other words, he's saying between Rava and Abaye, between Rava's first and second teretz, first and second answer is really a theoretical question on is a lav of ki im tzli'esh roi for malchus or not? According to the first answer, it's roi, but you don't get it because you're eating the prat. According to the second one, it's not even really roi as a lav at all. It's not really roi for malchus at all.
Why would you have the prat?
You would.
You would. The second answer?
Yeah. He's not talking about the prat. He's not talking about the prat. He's only talking about... It's difficult going in that way, right?
So tomorrow was... Maybe I'm just mistaken. I thought tomorrow was open.
See, I didn't give you the rest of this, but in other words, he says, "Ve'ein bein shtei halashonos shel Rava klum ve'achilas haPesach." In terms of Pesach, there's no nafkamina in Rava. She'ein ba'achilaso inyan she'yischayev alav malchus ulasi hanoa v'amavushal she'parton hakosov. L'fi she'achai she'u nichlal imanem bezek kvar miyatu oso min aprat v'tzrichu klal le'in acher k'mosh mevush b'gmar mitzuya. Forget it. That's a whole complicated thing. I didn't want to get involved in that. But he's saying l'maisa. He holds because of the Gemara in Bava Metzia changes things over here. There's a problem. The Gemara in Bava Metzia seems to disagree with this Gemara. So he's saying, Lamaisa, there's no nafkamina by our case. Because the nafkamina would have been chai, but the Gemara in Bava Metzia negates chai for some reason. Okay? So Lamaisa, what you're saying is right, Danny. There would be no nafkamina Lamaisa. He has to find other cases where there would be nafkamina Lamaisa. But forget about the Lamaisa right now. Just theoretically. Okay, he's saying like this. The question between the first and the second side is like this, of Rava. It's a question of whether it's not roi to get two malkos for eating noa, because although the lav of kiyam tzli'esh is the proper form for malkos, you can't get malkos on a klal and a prat together. Or, according to the second side, it doesn't have the proper form for a lav at all, for a malchus at all. Okay? But the main question between Rava and Abaye is when you have pratim that are usur, and in addition to the pratim, you have the klal that they are from, do you consider each one roy for malchus? And therefore, if you ate no and mevushal, you'll get malchus for the no, for the mevushal, and for the kiyum sliyesh. Whereas Rava says that's too much. Once there's already a no that's specified, you can't get malchus on the kiyum sliyesh also. So what's that? What is going on here with the whole? How do we understand the Ramban? I mean, what's his concept over here? Is there anything we can understand over here? Okay, just so that we don't walk out of here empty-handed, let's take one svara. What's the machlokas about whether the ki im sliyesh is roi for malchus? Okay, what's the machlokas if ki im sliyesh is roi for malchus? So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says it's not like lav de chasima. Right? It's not like lav de chasima. And the Ramban explains that what? How's he put it? Let's read again. That what? That the problem is it's a negation. Right? It's a negation. It's not telling you anything specifically. It's telling you, don't do it not the right way. Right? But it's not giving you anything specifically. Correct? Okay. But according to the first side of Rava, it's fine to get malchus on it. So what's the machlokas? What's the machlokas? Wait, you have the Gemara? Right. So Rashi says, Chad nami lo laki mishum kiyum sliyesh lo miyuchad lave didei kelav dechasima shum afaresh isuro. Right. So he's saying the side to say you couldn't get malchus on kiyum sliyesh even theoretically is because it's not mafaresh isuro like lav dechasima. Okay. Okay. But what's the machlokas? It means we can just take a side machlokas over here. There's a side machlokas over here. That if the Torah says ki im sliyesh, is that considered mefaresh isuro? Right? Now, as we learn from chasima of ashor, that in order to get malchus, it has to be that the iser is mefurash. Correct? That the iser is mefurash. So now you have a funny machlokas. Is ki im sliyesh considered mefurash? Right? So what do you say? What do you say? So I was thinking like this. In other words, I could say lo sachso. I could say lo sochel adam is not mefurash. That's clear, right? That's not mefurash because it's not clear what it's talking about at all. But if you tell me that I can't get malchus when it's not clear what's usser, then kiyum sliyesh is pretty clear what's usser, right? To an intelligent person, it's very obvious what's usher, because there are different ways to prepare it, and saying only one way is mutter, all the other ways are usher. So al tochemenu kiyum sliyesh, that would be roy for malchus. It's clear. The meaning is clear. The meaning of the pasuk is clear. Okay. So if you're going to tell me you can only get malchus from lo sachsam shor when the meaning is clear, then it would seem that you should get malchus here. But you could say like this. Why would you say you don't get malchus here? So he says it's just a negation of the positive. It didn't spell it out. So what? Didn't spell it out. Didn't say, it's not specific. This. Right? Not specific. Yeah. Lo hizkir shame on ne'esarim. Right? If you're just working with the lashon of ki im sliyesh, let's say you just had the lav. Al tochlu mimenu ki im sliyesh. So he's saying the second side of Rav is saying, well, it never said the shame of the ne'esarim. It just said, don't have it not sli. But it never gave the name of the Isurim. Okay, so I was thinking like this. Maybe it's a philosophical question. Question in, what is Roy for Onshim? Getting worried?
Me. Philosophy.
When is it roi for onshim? When is an isser roi for onish? So you can say like this. First side is to say, as long as it's clear what the isser is, it's roi for onish. Okay. But the second side is saying like this. It's saying, how is it clear? Why are you saying it's clear what's usher? It's a deduction, right? It was the statement itself is saying ki im sliyesh. So that means sliyesh only, and you have to deduce from the only what the others would be, right? That's intellectually clear. On an intellectual analysis, after a simple intellectual analysis is clear, right? But it still requires an intellectual analysis. The side that's saying you don't get Malkus is saying that the necessity of explaining the Isser is not just to make it clear. Okay? It's not just so there's no doubt what is Usser. It has to really... In order to give Malkus, it has to be more than just intellectually clear what it is. It has to create the existence of a shame or isser, even in the realm of the Odom that's the Chote. Even in the Tzad of the person that's the Chote. What I mean says like this. Where does the Chait come from? The person who sins is coming from, it's a departure from his intellect. It's a departure from the intellect. So, do you say like this, that the reality of the Isser, it's not enough that the reality of the Isser is clear to the intellect to enforce Onshim? The intellect is what's being left behind in the Shasa Isser. It has to be a clear empirical Shema Isser in order to, it has to even be B'Shasa Isser in existence. In other words, there's a certain point where a person has his intellect and he makes a choice. Right? The intellect knows what's Isser. Because it can make a simple deduction, right? So, now it's a klal in onshim that you only give onesh when it's clear that there is a rebellion. Right? That's why the hasra has to be b'shas toch chidei dibor, and the guy even has to say afal pikein. Right? Has to be extremely clear. So the question is like this. Does the clarity have to be at the point where the person chooses to be over the Isser? In other words, he decides to go against his mind, to go against his intellect? So then it's clear, then in this case, it's clear, as long as the intellect sees this as a davar mefurash, kiyum tliyesh, based on a deduction is mefurash, what the components of the isur are. That's considered enough. That's the sha'as ha-maisa of the isur, where he departs and he abandons his intellect. Or do you say no? It even has to be present in the course of his action under the ruling of the emotion. But the emotion doesn't make deductions anymore. The emotion only sees first causes. It only sees primary empirical data. Doesn't make any deduction. Doesn't see one step ahead. So if you'll say it's not roi for onesh, it means to say it's true when he left to do the iser, he knew what it was. But it has to be, the level of marjus has to be that even you can't be reached on that emotional level. That's only if there's a shame of furash of mavushal and no.
Not the emotional level is clear because it's written.
It's written. It's like a fact. It's like a fact. It's clear. It's clear to the senses. It's a factual clarity. So that one I would say is possibly why calling it philosophical is because it has to do with the idea of when it's proper to implement the punishment or not, or which side of the gavra we're addressing ourselves to. When we talk about the clarity of his mardus. All right, maybe it's just drush, but it's an interesting thought.
Wait, this one. Means...
No, that's what I'm trying to say, like this, is that the idea of the isser is mefurash, but the shame of the isser is not mefurash. So on an intellectual plane, it's clear, but on a primitive empirical claim, it's not. So that's the problem. When the chote is at a crossroads between his intellect and his emotions, and at that point he does see the kiyum tliyesh. But once he already turns from the intellect, it no longer exists for him. Means to say, no. The second side is saying that the emotion, that the rebelliousness has to be so thorough that even in the face of a clear presence in that realm alone, it doesn't bring him out of it. That's how thorough his rebelliousness is.
Which one, emotional?
Even on the emotional side, he has a clear marker will not even sway him. But you can't have that level if there's no clear marker, if there's only a kiyum. Has to be so deep that he is even after the choice, he's just willfully pushing things aside. Sometimes you make that first choice to abandon your intellect, and then what do we say? We say, what do people say? People say ignorance is bliss. So the guy chose ignorance, and he's just happily going along. Right? It's not really I think that's a misquote or something. But sometimes even on the side that he chooses, he has difficulties. So I mean sometimes you can close your eyes to a problem and it's like it's not there. But here you can't. It's not possible to. You know, it's like on the pack of cigarettes. You ever see the pack of cigarettes nowadays?
No.
Like a pack of cigarettes. It's like a pack of cigarettes. So they have on the, they used to say, Surgeon General, blah, 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 this and that, right? But basically, once a guy decided to smoke, he's not gonna start examining with a fine analysis the text on the cigarette box. So now I don't know if they do it in America, but I know in other countries, even worse. It's like a big picture of a guy's lungs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like dirty lungs. Too,
like a guy, yeah.
Right, dirty lungs. So that's what they're trying to say. They're trying to say, look, okay. We already lost you intellectually, so giving you literature is not the right way to stop you. But how about some really scary picture? You know what I mean? Then it's a real afal pikein. Then it's a real afal pikein. It has to be a real afal pikein. Not just stop bothering me, FLPK. The guy who disregards the Surgeon General's warning doesn't say, I don't care about getting lung cancer. He says, baloney. He says, what was lung cancer? The guy sees the problem is even seeing it, the guy still is going to think it's not going to happen to him. But they try to do that now. They try to make it worse and worse. Right? But that's the point I'm trying to make. I know. The other way is to go more halachic, like Johnny's trying to do. Right? No, it's not a specific shame isser still. He doesn't buy it. All right. Food for thought.
What were you saying?
No, he's saying it's weak. I hear him.
I know what he's saying. What are you saying? That you go halachically.
If you want to go halachically, then you have to go in a different level. You have a different direction. You have to say it's a question of, do you need a shame isser or not?
Yeah, but aren't you trying to explain the sense to that? Like, that's not a svaria. That's just saying the fact of what you need categorically. Isn't that what you're doing? You're going to.
I'm saying.
In Malthus.
But not because of. But he would say, just leave the philosophy behind. Just define it logically.
Just
keep it there, just in case.
Yeah, but then it becomes arbitrary. Problem. Does it need a shame raiser or does it need a shame raiser, right?
Well, we don't know the reason behind it, but we can define it logically.
But it's just arbitrary?
No, we don't know. There's a reason, of course.